Revival is not about wanting it. Truly, revival is about becoming it. My army is maturing into believers of my word, lovers of my way, and doers of my truth. My army is becoming habitations of my presence, where my will is becoming their will. My truth is becoming their truth, and my desires for them in me are becoming their reality. Many want revival, but have not enlisted as soldiers in my army, as warriors of intimacy, as beloved ones learning to lay down their lives for my sake. However, those who want revival but do not offer themselves to me in response to my calling are not rejected. They will be able to receive much from me in the revival they want to see, but they are limiting themselves in how I can use them. There is a forsaking that must take place as one walks with me. I call, and I woo, and I lead my beloved ones into much greater depths in me. And I have been faithfully leading my soldiers into the manner of life I lived in the flesh, of forsaking all to walk in my Father's will. There is a transformation taking place in those who are hiding themselves away with me, who are making their time my time, and who are allowing my desires to become their desires as they follow me closely. I have been calling and inviting, wooing and guiding my soldiers so that their lives become lives laid down for my use, that the life being lived is my life within, and not the life that was born of this world. My Father's will, His plan for this hour, is being brought forth in the earth, first within my army, and then through them. There is a greater forsaking that is taking place. Your life is mine and not your own. As my servant said, it is in me that you live and move and have your being. There is a forsaking that is at hand as your mind is being renewed to the way of life that is in me. I am your way and I am your strength. I alone am your everything. Continue with me as you follow me closely, so that the evidence of the Father's life that was witnessed in me, the revival of His kingdom that I brought into the earth, might also flourish in you. I am bringing forth by my Spirit mature sons of the kingdom, to show forth my praise, that the Father might be glorified by the life in you that is of me. Great is the forsaking, but great are the riches that are being received.